Dokie.
The latest hearing challenging the Enbridge Line 5 oil and gas pipeline in northern Wisconsin unfolded late this week. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa and environmental groups want state permits already approved to be reversed and to halt any pipeline construction. The circuit court judge in the case isn't expected to rule until the end of this month at the earliest. Even though Line 5 construction is being rerouted around the reservation, the band worries about damage to upstream and Lake Superior water. For more on this, we turn to Bad River Band Chairwoman Elizabeth Arbuckle. And thanks very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So fundamentally, I've had people ask why the concerns if the pipeline has been rerouted to skirt reservation lands.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I've had people ask, why are there concerns if the pipeline has been rerouted to skirt reservation lands?
Got you. There's lots of reasons to be worried or concerned. And one of them is when they do the construction, they are going to be stirring up mercury deposits from acid rain from decades past, and those have settled. So when they come through to do that, that's going to stir up these deposits, which are then going to go directly into our waterways. You know, they are just hugging our reservation. It's not like they went miles and miles away. It's literally a stone's throw from our land, our reservation boundaries. And that is going to stir up these mercury deposits that have been in our wetlands and go into our water and go into Lake Superior. You know, we already have mercury deposit warnings and can only eat one walleye a week or a month, depending on your age and gender. And that's problematic. So if we get more mercury, that's going to affect our fishing industry. It's certainly affecting our Ojibwe culture, because like walleye, for example, is a major part of our culture. So that's what we worry about, the mercury upsets. We also worry about the blasting they're going to do in the reroute, which is in the Pinoki Mountains, just off the reservation. That's another thing that we don't know what we don't know. They say, oh, it's safe, it's fine. And then they'll show you a blast of a different event, but you know, that's not apples to apples. Those are different rocks. It's a different situation. You know, what studies have they done on these mountains, and what can we expect to be released? We're very worried about heavy metals coming into our waterways, right? The other one is our treaty rights, and this is key, because the way they want to do the reroute is, so we'll say this is the reservation and they're going to go like that, with this being Lake Superior. So on all three sides, they're going to surround us and encircle us. And that's problematic because they're still in our ceded territory, right? We still have rights to hunt, fish, and gather in this land. And we're not going to be able to cross into our reservation without asking their permission. You know, that's not what we signed up for. That's not the spirit of the law. That's not been the interpretations and the understanding of our treaty rights. So cutting that off, cutting us off from our land, from our own homeland, from accessing our treaty rights that we're allowed to use, which have been upheld, that's problematic. And that's something we're all worried about. So those are just a few examples of things we're concerned about.
What is your response to the DNR and Enbridge saying that environmental issues have been exhaustively researched and addressed?
I say I don't think so, right? I mean, everyone's been ignoring this mercury problem and the problem of the heavy metals that are going to be released by the land. So I don't think they have been exhaustively researched. You know, for the amount of research WDNR does, they like I said, they have fish regulations. We can't buy little thermometers with mercury in them anymore because they know how hazardous this is. The state of Wisconsin knows how hazardous it is. And yet there seems to be no concern about this sleeping mercury that we have in the wetlands area on and near our reservation. Well, that we have, you know, throughout this area that they're going to disturb. So
this is quite the protracted challenge to Line 5. There are also intertwining federal cases. Why the protracted fight?
What do you mean, why the protracted fight?
What's at stake? What's at stake for the Bad River Band?
Right. I mean, I don't think anybody wants a protracted fight, but it's the outcome that's important, not the battle. So we have to protect our homeland. We have to protect Lake Superior. We have to protect our treaty rights and those that, you know, that our fellow other Ojibwe bands in northern Wisconsin exercise and hold with us as well. So we're definitely tired of it, because it's ripped apart our community. Enbridge has done a massive PR campaign outside the reservation and within our reservation. And, and that's all calculated to win their PR war. So they've turned tribal members against each other, which is really unfortunate. So nobody wants that. Nobody enjoys the fight. Nobody enjoys the rift. But in the end, we have to hold the line. This is our homeland. This is what we've got. You know, we signed a treaty back in 1854 that kept Bad River at Bad River. Our ancestors meant that. They meant for that to never be for sale, and that it would always be used, and it would always be protected. And so this isn't me. This was a charge made, over 100 years ago, and it was designed so that it will always stay 100 years from now. So unfortunately, it is exhausting. It is expensive. It can be hurtful, and painful, but, we're not doing this to be difficult. We're doing this because this is our home. We have to stand up with each other and for our people, and it's nice that we had a case yesterday in Bayfield County. And so that was important because we had, are you going to get to that later?
Okay.
You're going to edit this interview. Please tell me yes. Right.
Yeah, we may, but go ahead. What did you experience in that courtroom?
So the court case we had in Bayfield County yesterday was we had asked for a stay, right? We had asked for them to throw out the permits and for Enbridge to not be able to proceed. Enbridge still does not have access to all of this land. So I don't know why they're starting. There's still four permits they don't have. There's still lots of questions about how they're going to get under and around the 100 and, or at least the 70 plus waterways, right? We have over 180 waterways they're going to be crossing. So they haven't given us these answers yet. And we're still waiting to hear that. So while we were there, I reached out to tribal leaders across the state and all the Chippewa nations in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan. And the outpouring of love and support was enormous. Almost all the tribal leaders from the tribes in Wisconsin showed up. Lots of letters were sent. We stand together, right? We stand united. We've gotten a lot of support from our local neighbors and communities, our non-tribal friends and neighbors in local communities and towns, environmental groups, local and statewide and nationwide. This is something we all care about, right? This is preserving our environment and protecting our environment. So you've got tribal sovereignty issues, you've got environment issues. There's a lot of angles and parts of this which people identify with and care about. So,
do you feel as though you will prevail?
Yes. I have to believe we will prevail. In the end, we have to. The stakes are too high, right? I can't imagine not. We need to preserve Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, Lake Superior, and we're on the front lines for that. And so we're willing to do that. It's like I said, it's even bigger than our reservation, right? It's even bigger than that because those waterways lead right to Lake Superior. So it's really important we all think and study and look and see what they're saying and work toward, you know, stopping it.
All right. Chairwoman Elizabeth Arbuckle, we leave it there. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me. Yes, ma'am. Well, they have other reroute options, right? They elected to not use them. There are other options that go further away, you know, further away from the reservation, outside of the mountains, kind of skirting around the mountains on the southern end there. So they have a plan C and D that they can look at. Well, probably, but it's very expensive for us to think, you know, nobody's going to be able to eat walleye anymore, or, you know, we could risk our treaty rights. Those are priceless. Those are, you know, invaluable. So that to me is absolutely worth fighting for and something that we should think about as being priceless.
Thank you.
Great.
You were great. Nice to speak with you.
I was told it was going to not be live and you were going to be able to edit it.
Well,
so
we are certainly going to have to edit it at the top when you couldn't hear my question or whatever. So we will, yeah, there'll be some edits. It was great.